Welcome to Isbro Elfcast, the English language for Elf Cabernet podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I'm celebrating being promoted.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, is this a Football Manager thing or an actual promotion in your working life?
I believe it's a promotion in all of our lives.
Oh yes, I remember now. Because, don't you know, pump it up, Sproyovka's going up. Don't you know, pump it up, Sproyovka's going up.
Going up, David!
Yeah, certainly are. And to celebrate this, we've got a podcast that hits all of the points we hit regularly. And a little bit of extra celebration. Got the beers on the go, haven't we?
Melting right now.
Yeah, it's very 32? Hot out there. 32, 33 degrees out there. But I'm not complaining. It's been a shit summer so far in more ways than one. So, what have we got for you today? Well, we've got little looks back, not too long, at Prostyov and Linnell and Flansburg, Vlashim. We've got a what's the deal with Prostyov. We've got what's the deal with the...
Sorry.
Did that tickle you, did it?
They might be 10th. Linnell and Flansburg. Oh, that's good.
We've got a what's with the league... Because
we've been
asked to do a bit of that by some bods on social media, mm-hmm. So we'll have a quick look at that. We've got beer of the podcast, of course. We've got hots or nots. We've got a squad update.
Update in the squad.
Squad update. Update in the squad. Which I wrote in capitals because that's very important. And we've got some PSAs at the end, some public service announcements to do with friendlies and season ticketing and so forth.
Get a season.
Yes.
Just get on with it.
Let's. All right, we're going to start with Rain and Prostyov.
Yes.
We went to Prostyov again, never knowingly overwhelming.
We've gone on two very different trips to Prostyov. One has been very early in the morning, mm-hmm. and one has been reasonably late on in the day with some horrific conditions. So maybe we've not seen the best of Prostyov, but I just don't really dig it as a town.
No, it's very, very dull. There's nothing there, really. Like, if you opened any sort of interesting bar in Prostyov... You would be, well, I'd say you'd be rolling in money, but I don't think the people are that interested either, mm-hmm. maybe. It's just, it's a very nothing sort of a place. And we got absolutely slashed on, didn't we? It was pissing down
all
day.
Yes, it was incredibly wet. It was pretty wet and when we left the bus station in Brno. And it just continued all the way through.
Yeah.
Up until about 6 p.m. I think in the evening.
Yeah.
It just rained.
We went foolishly tramping around looking for breweries, didn't we? We mm-hmm. walked under a highway quite a long way because it was the only way to not get rained on. Tried to look for two other breweries. One didn't exist and one was shut.
Yeah.
And then we tramped into town.
To the one place we did know that was open.
Yeah. The only place apparently that was mm-hmm. open. And when the other Zbrojovatsi arrived, I was pretty sick of it, to be honest. So I actually bailed out. I don't normally do this, but I bailed out and I went home. And I do not regret that decision because I was even more tired than I thought I was. I fell asleep immediately on the bus, got home and immediately went to bed and it was like 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. I was absolutely banjaxed. I don't know why I was so tired, but I really, really needed that. Yeah, you stuck around.
In contrast, I stayed and got shit-faced.
Yes.
I think I sort of got to the point where the residual damp, let's call it, wasn't so like affecting me as much anymore. And then when you were going off onto the bus, I saw a bunch of lads that that we know quite well from the football, including Marek Fisher. Shout out Marek. And decided, well, I'm gonna stay in and take it in because I felt it was a pity to not get one away day under my belt in 2020, to be honest. So.
And did you see goals?
Woo!
No.
No. No.
No goals.
It was a strange game. in the sense that the atmosphere in the Zbrojovka end was terrific.
Like, it looked fabulous from the video.
It was great. There were there were 100 tickets available for members of the Zbrojovci supporters club, and they were all, you know, sort of distributed. I think there was probably slightly more people there than that in the away end. And there were about 100 raincoats, like red plashchenka, for everyone. So it was like a sort of a sea of red in the damp. And then there were a couple of lads there that spent the whole 90 minutes shouting at the, I'm going to use this term liberally, Prostyov Ultras.
Ultra, surely.
There was a few of them in a drum, and it all seemed to me to be basically redoing old hockey rivalries rather than the actual football. But like the whole, everyone was in really quite a good spirits. The beer is Litovel at the stadium, and it's 23 crowns. It was cheap and it was good, and the very friendly staff there. Everyone just had a really sort of fun day. And I think it was maybe as fun just because, well, two reasons. First of all, this was the first, let's say, official away match that most Zbrojovka fans could go to. We've had, 10, 20 hardy souls brave it up to places like Varnsdorf and stuff, like not knowing if they could get in or not. That really backfired for some of our guys when Hradec were playing and couldn't get into the stadium and things. And then secondly, like it's, especially at the sort of start of the second half, 55 minutes or whatever in, Pardubice were about 3-1 up, I think, on Slavoj Vyšehrad at the time. It was sort of like, hey, that's it. And I think everyone had that, you know, end of knew anyway that it was going to be it.
Like, I think in the UK they call it the end of term vibe, don't they? Where it's just, well, fuck it, it's probably
20 lads dressed up as, you know, sort of Oompa Loompas in the way stand or whatever, that sort of thing. No, but it was, you know, it was like, I think a lot of us felt that our race was run after Samco equalised for Hradec beforehand, a couple of matches back, and it was fine. The conditions weren't great for the game either. It was unsurprisingly heavy,
absolutely waterlogged, I'd imagine. Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, very few talking points in the game. First half really sort of went past with nothing happening. We hit the post twice in the second half. One with Rusek, other I think might have been Pachlopnik, and there was a very, and this is not the first time I'm going to say this, a pretty stupid red card for Shural as well in the middle of the park, but there was no really, and that was really it. But everyone was in good spirits on the way back. You know, people, you know, stayed after. There were, you know, a few beers in different places, and it was a nice trip. And it felt, after so many weeks of everything about football being so restricted, it was nice to have something a bit open again.
Good. I had a massive pile of ribs.
See, that also sounds fantastic.
That's my main.
Did you get an udana?
My main takeaway. No, for the lunch. You remember?
Oh, the ribs. I remember that now.
Yeah, they were good, man.
Yeah. Are Udana still delivering ribs? I think they are.
I think they probably are. Yeah.
Those are good.
Get ribs. Anyway, let us have a quick look at the game, the final game of the season, which was against Lemon and Lime Vlašim. That's coming up now. So the final game of the season was at home to Mario and Luigi Vlašim, and a jolly good way to end the whole thing, was it not? What do you think?
It was just a game. The only thing that was, I think, that was riding on it for people was to sort of get the monkey off our backs about never being able to beat Penn and Teller Vlašim.
But we did, and it was an absolute stroll, wasn't it? It was an absolute cruise.
What was the score even?
It was 4-0.
Oh, 4-0. Okay, 4-0. Yeah, that says a lot.
That we can barely remember what the score. I mean, it was just a lovely Sunday evening out in the sunshine, watching a bit of football, wasn't it? It was
very much about getting out again in the stadium. And I mean, the game is important in this. Well, the game was notionally important in the sense that you want to have, after a disappointing 0-0, you want to have a resounding win before going into the playoffs. That was really the thing, because we couldn't be caught in second, and Pardubice were champions. Of course, Podrobica lost to Zhizhkov, didn't they, on the last day? So, you know, what might have been. But
you're right. Yeah, like, we had assumed that there were playoffs coming and this would have been a nice springboard to get, you know, score a few goals and really, really make a statement. And we did. I mean, we went 1-0 up. Adrian Čermák scored near post run and sort of nicks the ball through a crowd of players and over the keeper on 12 minutes, 5 minutes later. I would say goal of the game, lovely goal. Damian Barish floats across from the right, and Rusek, who is getting very good at this, this is almost his sort of signature move now, doing that near post run and just a deft little flick of the head to just guide it past the goalkeeper. Yeah. That's two or three he scored like that this season already.
Yeah, lovely goal.
Yeah, he's getting very, very good at that, actually. So, yeah, he doubles the lead there.
You felt that was it.
Yeah, that was it. That was half-time. We made it three after half-time. Very little happened for the sort of first 15 minutes after the half began. But Čermák, again, shoots from 18 yards. The ball gets caught in a sort of a big gaggle of players, and Rusek is there again to poke the loose ball home. That's three.
He's on some run of form right now, Adrian Čermák.
Yeah, he's doing very well. They both are, Rusek and Čermák, actually. Yeah. And then at 4-0, Cannon and Ball, Vlašín get sort of flustered at the back. There's a crappy back pass that the keeper panics about, and it breaks to Hladík, who sort of just clumsily nutmegs the goalkeeper and slots it home. And that's on 90 minutes as well.
That was goal and full time, because he just blew after that. The referee, that is. That Hladík must be his fifth or sixth goal since we called him crap.
Yeah. Amusingly, he finished the season's joint top scorer.
Yeah.
I mean, that... Yes.
I would like to say, in defense of that statistic, it's only because he was scoring over half of those goals for Lee Shen. Yeah.
But
so,
still, it's still faintly amusing, I think.
Like, I mean, the most amusing thing probably is that there's a good shout that his goal against Varnsdorf away is the goal of the season as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
It's certainly one of the most important goals of the season. Yes. Like, we were really scabbing through that otherwise. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. On that note, we will be, throwing things open to social media once more, as we did last season, with various categories, including goal of the season and player of the season. More information on that on the Facebook and Twitter when we can be bothered.
Yes, exactly. We are also, of course, going to consider doing the Zbrojovcast listeners' end of season get together. That still is in the pipeline. Vaguely.
It could very much be a start of season get together.
Yes. Well, either way, that's still in the pipeline.
An audience with Zbrojovcast.
We're not doing that. That's not happening.
Could not get Schwansi to do like after dinner speaker or something like that?
I wouldn't want him to. Do you remember some time ago, Adrian, not Čermák, but your Adrian, was saying... was saying that we should do a live... edition from a pub, like with a studio audience.
Yes.
That's also not going to happen. Might happen. It's not going to happen soon. Anyway.
No.
Do you want to know what's the deal with Prostyov?
What is the deal with Prostyov?
You're about to find out after this. So Prostyov, eh? Yeah.
It's pretty... Enlighten me.
I shall. It is a town in the Olomoucký Kraj. It is home to around 44,000 people. Was it you who had the theory about, like, why the Czech Republic has only about four cities but 10 million people?
Because there's so many towns with, like, 10 or 20,000 folk in them that you just don't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mine.
And, yeah, and Prostyov absolutely falls into this. There's very little there. Mm-hmm. As we touched on earlier, there's almost nothing there. But it's just somewhere that 40-odd thousand people call home.
Surprisingly large.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that large.
No, it's just a square, isn't it? With a couple of roads ranging off. There's nothing really there. Anyway, for such a relatively small place, it's produced a decent array of Worthies, actually. This is the main thing I found about Prostyov.
Worthies originals.
Yes, they were.
now I'm the granddad. Yeah.
I knew that was a Werther's original joke. I just tried to go slightly clever. It didn't really work. Anyway, it is the home to, or the hometown of many, many well-known people, if you're Czech. I've picked some that you might know if you're not. Does the name Jiří Volka mean anything to you?
Yeah, because he's on a statue.
Yes, there's a small head in a glass box as well.
Yeah, Jiří Volka, like he, famous crisp manufacturer, of course. He was someone.
That's right.
No, I know the lore, but I can't remember it for the life of me right now. Was he a poet?
He was a poet, yeah, okay. And a playwright. He was also one of the founding members of the Czech Communist Party.
Oh, nice.
Czechoslovak Communist Party, I should say. Died at the age of 23. From some kind of lung disease.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's that guy. Otto Wichterle. Difficult one.
No idea.
I mentioned this when we were walking through Prostějov. Were you paying attention?
Obviously not.
No. He invented the contact lens.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So, yeah, he's somebody who should be more well known as inventor of said lens. But he's sort of, you know, he's no Carl Zeiss.
Yeah.
Jena. It's also the hometown of Ludo Mikloško. Former West Ham goalkeeper and Blackburn Rovers hero. He
sounds English, sounds mid-90s.
Yes, he almost single-handedly on the final day won Blackburn Rovers the Premier League.
95, 96 or something like that?
Almost certainly, uh-huh. Yeah. They
94, 95 or something like that. That was when they had Alan Shearer, right?
Yes, they had Shearer and Sutton. The SAS up front. And famously, it was when Jack...
Kerouac.
No. What was the guy who was Jack Walker, I think, owned the club, and they had the chance to sign Zinedine Zidane from Bordeaux or Marseille, wherever he started. And famously he said, "We don't need Zidane, we've got Tim Sherwood."
Nice.
So yeah.
That's that Tim Sherwood to you.
King of the Gilet. So anyway, what happened was the final day of the season, Blackburn had to go to Anfield, I think. Right. There was 2 points in it. They were ahead of Manchester United. I think there was 2 points in it. My Premier League history is not good because it was always Coventry battling the drop, so that was the other end that I was concentrating on. But Rovers had to go to Anfield. They could only draw, I think, 1-1. But at either Upton Park or Old Trafford, Manchester United were playing West Ham, and Ludo Mikloško single-handedly over 90 minutes was a one-man brick wall and kept Manchester United out, and basically on the final day won the title for Rovers, because Rovers couldn't win, and if United had won they'd have overtaken them, but Mikloško stood firm and was in front of absolutely everything. So there you go, he's from there, as is Petra Kvitova. Very, very good tennis
person.
So yeah, former Wimbledon winner and former world number one, probably, possibly, almost certainly.
Mm-hmm.
So she's from there as well. I have a band for you.
Good.
From Prostějov. I chose this band mainly for their name. Okay. Because it's an English pun, as is one of their songs.
Is it going to be better than last podcast's treat of a name?
Bonesaw of the Brains?
Yes.
It is better than that, right?
Okay, good.
It's called In the Pub, but in spelt with two N's. In the Pub.
Please, you see what happened? Is it a pub-themed band?
It's not, no.
They
sound slightly sort of... Or this song I'm going to play you is called For You. And it sounds...
F-O-U-R-U.
No. F-O-R-U. Not you. Y-O-U. You. Yeah. I hope that's cleared that up. It sounds sort of a little bit sort of early 80s sort of new wave, which is quite fun.
In the Pub.
In the Pub. They do have one song called Prostějov.
Play the track.
Okay, this is For You.
Forever in your arms.
do you reckon?
I liked that.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Yeah, that's very C86 indie cassette. It's got a sort of a Shangri-La's sort of like, you know, bells sort of, you know, tambourine-y shit.
Yeah, chiming, you know, chiming, shiny, shimmering sort of feel to it.
I'm very into that sort of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you'd enjoy that.
I mean, terrible name.
Awful name, yeah.
Like, but In the Pub.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep. Right.
Don't you know, pump it up. The band is in the pub.
Good. Checks notes. We're going to find out now what's with the league. Some people have asked us what's the deal with the league and what the shivering shit is going on there. Do you have answers?
I have some answers.
Okay.
I have some answers. I'll keep it brief because some people will want to know and some people will be absolutely bored to death with this already. But the way that the Czech league system generally works is that the 16th place team in the top league, Fortuna Liga, gets relegated. And then 15th plays off against 2nd and 14th against 3rd in the 2nd tier over 2 legs in order to get promoted. I should say 1st in the 2nd league is obviously promoted automatically. When the everything hit with the, you know, football being suspended, it looked like it could be seasons cancelled and so on, especially after the tiers below the second league were officially cancelled, with winners, and we'll come into that shortly. We weren't sure if there was going to be any sort of promotion, or there was all sorts of talk about like the first 3 going up automatically and 3 going down, or playoffs will happen but only for 3rd, or two will go up and that'll be it, and there was all sorts of things going on. And, you know, sort of fast forward to the latter stages of the season, and no one really had an idea of what was going on. But it was assumed that because things had sort of stabilised in the Czech Republic, fans had got back to the stadiums and so on, that we were actually going to have the league as the way it was intended to be played by the Czech FA. So, you know, one would be going up, in that case it would be Pardubice, and then 2nd Zbrojovka, and whoever finishes 3rd having a playoff. And it was all going fine. That was
my Bluetooth speaker turning off, if you heard that.
Boom.
If that wasn't picked up on the recording, pretend that we haven't mentioned
it. Okay. Well, it was all going fine because the relegation group of the first league, if you don't know, it gets split into 3 tiers after a certain time. And
30 games.
Yeah, and there's playoffs for the championship and for a Europe spot and for relegation. It was all going fine, and then Karvina, half their team, decided very inconveniently to get COVID-19.
Yeah.
And this threw everything into question. So then there was a meeting with the league. There was a sort of an ultimatum that if there was going to be no chance of fixtures being fulfilled and, you know, no chance for the team to recover, that there would then be a situation where there would be more than one automatic relegation. There would be probably 2 or maybe 3. And what happened was, you know, things sort of passed. It was looking like we were going to get back onto the playoffs, and this sort of brings us to the Vlašim game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, there, you know, it seemed that Karvina had recovered and it would be possible to play on. And then there was a decision made by the league that what was actually going to happen now is that the top 3 teams in the 2nd tier, Pardubice as champions, Zbrojovka and Dukla, were going to get promoted automatically. This would then mean that there was going to be a 16-team league, and at the conclusion of the playoff group, whoever finished bottom would just go down.
Right, yes.
What then happened after that was the announcement was made and it was official, and then somebody from Opava got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So then we got to this very weird situation. I mean, unprecedented situation, where there was another meeting of the league, there was a vote, and what happened was that nobody got relegated from the top league. The rest of the top league was cancelled, and only Zbrojovka and Pardubice would be promoted.
Yeah,
so after,
to make an 18-team league for next season.
Which will then change into a 16-league team the season after, because there will be automatic relegations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, absolute shambles. Absolute shambles. And of course, you do to an extent, I say to an extent because of rivalries or whatever, but you do feel for Dukla Prague and their fans for being promised a promotion, or at least a playoff to get to a promotion under normal rules.
And then
having
it snatched away. Yeah.
Absolute shambles of a situation. And the biggest winners in this, aside obviously from, Zbrojovka Brno, because, there's no guarantee that we're going to get through a playoff, is yet again FK Příbram.
Your friends and mine.
Who curiously voted against this idea, despite the fact that it would likely keep them in the league.
It is a weird one, because Jaroslav Starka, who is the owner of Příbram and is also a high up in the Czech FA, those are apparently not
mutual exclusives.
Yeah, that's, you can do both, apparently. And if you were a listener last season, you will have known of our travails against Příbram and the investigation into corruption and ref dodging that sort of petered out and was slightly forgotten about. In the week leading up to this, he was very vocal in the media about, what can I do? You know, it's a lot, like, he was very, made it known that this was, he almost doth protest too much in a way that it was, out of his hands, and it's for the consciousness of the FA to decide, but it's out of our hands, and I don't see how we can possibly use and blah blah blah. And yeah, it was
he had a statement saying the league has to be played on until its conclusion, and then a week and a half later had a statement that said the league has to be cancelled.
Hmm. Yes, it's almost as if his statements change every week depending on
whether
what
his
would be good
fucking
for the team
hick
or not.
Club,
yes,
from Central Bohemia stay up or not.
Yeah, weird that, isn't it?
This is the priority for Zbrojovka, but yeah, survive the league, etc. The priority for Zbrojovka Brno is to do Czech football a service and fucking relegate those patients, man.
Yeah.
Like, they have been hanging on by a thread ever since they got back up, and they are a dreadful side.
They have almost no fans as well. They're an absolute...
They scored almost no goals!
They're a joke of a club. We don't want to make this, like, sort of anti-Příbram podcast here.
Oh,
but,
I'm
you know,
fine with it!
But there is history here, and they're an absolute... They're a joke of a team.
I'm kind of glad that we got banned by them, or blocked by them on Twitter, actually.
Oh, it's quite funny.
Because I feel with the current events or whatever that, this broadcast account would be banned by Twitter if I was allowed to... Basically, I think it's called targeted harassment. stick at them, man. Honestly.
Yeah.
That's basically where we're at right now.
Yeah, pretty
so
much.
We are going to go on and talk a little bit more about squad, I believe. Or we're going to have a beer or something first. I'm not sure which.
What do we have? We had... what's with the lead? That was, yes, it's time for beer of the podcast. I think it's about that time.
Fantastic.
Don't you? Good. The podcast. Best one we've done. All right, so what have you got? This was your choice this week. What have you got for us there, Sam?
I was kind. I was 10 seconds away from choosing a blackcurrant gosa.
This looks, it looks very pink. Is it grapefruit?
No.
Because I bloody love grapefruit in all its forms.
Yeah,
I fucking love a grapefruit, like the pink.
Yes.
Grapefruit. Oh, Yes.
Oh, I hate to disappoint you. It's not grapefruit. No. This is coming from Libertas Brewery, which is halfway between Prague and, don't say I'm not magnanimous, Pardubice. And this is a raspberry sour ale.
Ooh.
So, looks very nice. A brewery that I've never really come across.
Where did you get this?
I got it from the. I got it from Good Shop.
Oh, Good Shop. Okay.
Good,
yeah.
Good beer shop. And yes, 75.75 for, I think it was 140 crowns. So that's a bit of a cheap, a bit of a treat beer even. Yeah. But that's the going rate for a lot of sours.
It is. Yeah.
And we haven't had a sour for a while. I don't think so.
Oh, it smells lovely, man. It smells delicious.
Smell very of raspberries.
It does,
so.
Yeah. So,
drink, here we cheers. Go. It's just a Desipka, so it should be quite sour, but mild on the usual.
It's not as fruity as I would have thought it would have been. It's a little bit bland, to be honest. It's a bit watery. What do you think?
Getting quite Weizen-y notes.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Very fresh in the nose.
I tell you what it reminds me of actually. The like fresh and fruity, and then it sort of vanishes and is clean. It reminds me of the candy orange from
Petrocha.
Yes,
yeah,
it's sort of that idea, but way more expensive than free. Which that was.
I like the sourness at the start. You get a little bit of fruitiness. The fruit could be more pronounced.
This is my issue with it.
I don't know if I'd have it again. I'll be honest.
I don't think I would. Like,
I went through a choice because Libertas. Sorry to cut you off there, by the way. Right. Libertas had it had a raspberry one and it had a passion fruit and mango sour. And I felt the passion fruit and mango sour was kind of close to a couple that we've done before
on
the fruit sour steaks. And I didn't think we'd had a rasp.
No, this is. I mean. Yeah, you're right. I don't think I would have it again because it just. It's not a sipper, really. For that, you know, for a 750ml bottle and that price, you want something that's just good for an evening, just a gentle sipper. And there's not enough oomph about it. You could neck that in one go, to be honest.
You could go for a run just down it as a isotonic or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's a Desipka. I think it does. But it's a Desipka, but it's 4.2. It does need a bit of.
It needs a bit of some sort of kick.
Body, even.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a bit watery, to be honest. But, there we go.
I mean, generally, the cheaper ones we buy tend to be the best, but this is not really doing it as much. Uvali. There you go.
Uvali.
So 25 kilometers from.
Uvali came washing over me.
How did I know that was going to happen?
Bit of Manic Street Preachers. That's for you, Mike, by the way.
So, lovely bottling. I do like this.
Yeah, lovely label. We'll put that on.
And maybe we just didn't have a good demonstration of the beer that they can produce.
Maybe. If you're listening, Libertas...
if you want to buy us a case or something, if you're from Libertas Brewery.
Yeah. So that's that. Let's have some hots and also some knots.
Okay.
Hot, it's broadcast hot or not. I like the hot. I like the beautiful hot. I like the broadcast hot. That's really difficult.
It is, yeah. But it needs more. Football.
It's hot or not, isn't it?
It is hot or not.
It is,
yes.
I tell you
what, my favourite part is broadcast.
It's hot in here today. It's just starting to thunder outside.
I know,
so hopefully we'll get a bit of rain to clear the air and to go on my garden. So
yes.
Hopefully that'll be a thing.
Yeah, I don't have any trams going up my street anymore.
Oh no,
so,
yeah.
Well, I never had any trams going up my street, but the street that connects onto mine.
Yes.
So here you go.
All right, do you want to start?
I'll start
go
then.
On.
I'll start with a hot that is extremely true to form for me being extremely online.
All right.
Which is the Escalation Twitter saga.
Yes.
So for people that haven't seen this already,
which might be quite a lot of you if you're not Czech, like if you're not on Czech football Twitter.
Yes. So the football account at Eska_Lišeň post tweets winding up Dukla Prague about their non-promotion. Okay. Basically, the Dukla did the one where they were in a car beside the FNL car, and it goes off to another.
Yeah, and they leave the highway.
Yes, and then so Escalation did the same thing, but they played the video in reverse, which was very funny. They also have done some things about Zborovka Brno in the past, and I have trolled them as well, and. You know, they've done some other things.
They're pretty decent value for it, basically.
Yes, okay. And the recent taking the piss out of Dukla Prague got them onto, I believe, the front page of a couple of sport websites.
Yeah.
Turns out the account Eska_Lišeň isn't
official. It's not the official account,
and everyone thought it was. But the actual, and this is even worse, the account at Eska_Lišeň_Brno is actually... And it's got something like 70 followers. It's terrible. And there is a hilarious statement on the club website from the chairman saying that the club are taking all possible steps to block the account, which has had Czech football Twitter ripping them mercilessly because absolutely nobody was offended.
Yeah. And also, this account, which is nothing to do with you, has done more to raise the profile of your club online than almost anything else. It's like... You know when we were always saying, like, that is Diddy Club behaviour? It turns out, Diddy Club behaviour isn't even from the Diddy Club. It's from their actual official account, who's even more ridiculous than the fake account pretending to be the real club.
Small town from the small part of town, man.
It's
great. Like, I mean, I know, I'm a tweeter. It's a numbers game, right? So, I mean, Eska_Lišeň_Brno need to step up their Twitter game because morally, at Eska_Lišeň, if you're keeping up, listener, are, I believe, morally the official club account now.
Oh, absolutely.
They've been adopted.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a knot.
Oh.
I'm going to go hot knot. Or maybe hot, not hot. Who knows?
Oh, you've got a bunch.
No. I've just got one of each.
Oh, okay.
But we'll see.
Okay, go on. Now,
my knot was going to be the Jude Bellingham saga, but it's not going to be that.
Okay.
Is your knot anything to do with that?
Mine is absolutely the Jude Bellingham saga, yes.
Right, okay, so we'll come back to that. Actually, give us yours first, then. Give us your knot first, then.
Mine is not specifically the retiring the number 22. Which I think is kind of really small-time behaviour anyway.
By the way, if you haven't heard about this, listener, this is Birmingham City, who have sold their winger Jude Bellingham to Borussia Dortmund for a vast amount of money.
25 million?
Something like that. A massive amount for a championship club. And he's very young, and it's his boyhood club and everything, but they've decided to retire his shirt number.
Yes.
They've also painted a huge mural outside St. Andrews.
Yes, mine not specifically the mural.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
explain why.
Because it's got him and his big cheesy grin straight up onto it. And it's pretty foregrounded in this mural or whatever. And sort of... So hidden away behind a sort of steps or whatever is like your actual Birmingham City club legend, Trevor Francis.
Yes.
It's like... What are you doing? what are you doing? Trevor Francis, that I believe had something in the region of about 300 games for Birmingham City?
Something like that. I don't know exactly,
you know,
but yes.
Was in the England team?
Yes.
Like...
Yeah,
and,
it's... Yeah.
And this is like... I mean, I don't believe... Like, was he not at the club for... Like, was Bellingham not at the club for... Like, I mean, sorry, breaking through in the first team, let's say. Until something like 9-10 months.
Yeah, I mean, this was his breakthrough season. Uh-huh. I mean, he'd been with them since he was
8
or something.
Season,
but, yeah.
His breakthrough season in a Birmingham City Championship side that finished below Luton.
Yeah. So,
And it is storming, listener.
It is storming. I'm going to briefly stand up and close the window. Sam, entertain our listeners, please.
I've never been the entertaining one, but it just...
Bloody hell.
This whole Birmingham City, it just seems like it's obviously for you know, it's a sort of a very misguided sort of nice gesture, and the whole thing. But like, and I also,
it's just gone far too far.
Well, it also led me to find out that Cesc Budějovic is a retired number 8 for Karel Poborský.
I can understand that because he did great things for that club. He brought them a lot. Again, he brought them a lot of money when he left, and also lots of sell-on clauses and so. But like, he was one of the first Czech Republic breakout stars, wasn't he? Really?
Yeah.
So that, and also he came back to the club later in his career. I saw him chugging around the pitch as a 38, 39 year old when we were playing them in the first division. And I think he did he not buy a part of the club to save them from?
I believe he is a shareholder within the club.
From going under or something. That's fair enough.
Yeah, but I mean, I just think generally, I just think that retiring numbers is. And I'm not against, you know, I'm maybe a part of me, I'm a bit of an Atlanticist anyway, but like, I just think of it as a Yank sports thing.
Yeah, it
and
is,
I also think of a lot of it time, it just goes with like very sort of like, it's dubious because you can get your shirt retired because you do something better than, you know, any other player that might do in that position, you know, like Poborský or something like that. But then you have numbers retired for people, you know, in the other cases, like, you know, Mark Vivian Foy and stuff like that. And you know his sad demise.
Yeah, who is the guy? Like, who is the guy who he was the great slugger who was in the Yankees with Babe Ruth. What was his name?
Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig. Yeah, exactly. Dies at a tragically young age. Was a great player. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the Yankees' greatest ever hitters. Fair enough.
Yeah. To be fair, he got a disease named after him, though.
That's also true, but
that's really out of order. But
yeah,
no, I just think retiring numbers in general is just a
yeah.
I think it's just weird behavior.
Anyway, I'm going to give you my not, which
go
is
on.
After Bellingham moved to Dortmund, as is fashionable now, they did a welcome video. Have you seen this?
I have not seen this.
Right, I'm going to play you an excerpt of this, and you will see why this is my not. Don't give up your day jobs, lads.
Don't think it's that bad.
Did you? It's got the B is playing a guitar, and they're all it's mortifying.
I need to defend this sort of here, even though you know Sam big Bayern fan beaten. I think for what it is, which is deliberately something that Borussia are using to get clicks and for German supporters and stuff like this, who Germans and just generally like people in the European continent have a thing about English culture, right? And they, you know, they think it's kind of cool,
sure,
and sexy,
yeah,
and stuff. I think it's sort of fine for that. Yes, it's cringeworthy, but the I think the reason that I'm sort of defending it is that I have seen 10 times worse from clubs like this. And yeah, I sort of think it's okay.
Alexis Sanchez playing the piano, for one.
Yes, that's it. That's terrible, which was fantastically ripped mercilessly by Motherwell Football Club, you might remember.
Good. I do not remember, but
In their own player announcement video from a while ago.
Right.
The problem with that is that there are going to be like British football fans and at Ultimate Footy Guide and stuff like this on Twitter using the clapping hands emoji going, absolute class, boys.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing.
Flame emoji. Absolute class. Yeah.
Diehard Borussia fan, been supporting them since 2017.
The one slightly weird thing is, because all this was done in English, the hashtag was Hey Jude, which is Hey Jude in German. Which is like,
no! That's a knot! Yeah, that is the knot!
Yeah, that's the knot. That's the real knot.
Oh! Boys, oh boys, oh boys. Ah! Yeah, that is a knot. Fuck me, man. Hey Jew, like that's so bad. Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, that's There's your knot.
Anyway. Give me a hot right now.
You want a hot right?
Give me a hot one, baby.
You'll enjoy this. I don't know whether you saw this. I don't know if that's the reason why you see this. But my hot is Bucky Thistle.
Bucky Thistle?
Yes.
Ooh, I've not seen this.
This is a lovely story. You'll enjoy this. Okay. This is wholesome as hell. This is a great story.
David Schmidt bringing me the Scottish football content. I love it.
So, earlier this year, Stephen King, the horror writer chap, released a collection of four novellas in one volume called If It Bleeds, one of which involves an American high school going on an exchange scheme to Scotland, in which when the Scots go over to the US, they learn about the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team for some reason. And when the Americans go to Scotland, they are taken to see the nearest football team, which is lower leagues Bucky Thistle. Stephen King chose it because he just said it was a, quote, gorgeous name.
Bucky Thistle.
Yeah. So anyway.
I mean, that's up my neck of the woods. That's North Scotland.
Yeah. So anyway, what happened was the director of football of Bucky Thistle, when they put all their staff on furlough during the coronavirus crisis, he emailed Stephen King, not expecting anything really back from him, just saying, oh, thanks for, you know, vaguely putting our name out there. And Stephen King sent them back two signed copies of the book that they could auction.
Right? That's nice.
So one of them is now like a piece in Bucky's ground or whatever.
And the other one, cabinet or whatever. Yeah.
And the other one was auctioned off. It made them £900.
Okay.
And the bloke who bought it is a regular match goer whose daughter is a massive Stephen King fan. So, quote, my daughter got the book and the club got the money, so everyone was happy. The club's director, whose name is Graham Tallis, by the way, he was the guy who initially got in touch with them, sent Stephen King a scarf and a shirt to say thank you very much for sending us these two signed copies of the book, and we've made £900, and thank you very much. And then Stephen King put on his Twitter this photo, which I'm going to show Sam, of him wearing the shirt and scarf at his home in New England, which is utterly lovely.
There you go, Bucky Thistle.
Yeah.
My mate's dad's from back home. My mate's dad's from Bucky, and he's a Bucky fan. So
there you go. Yeah. A great news story all round, I think.
Proper good community club, Bucky Thistle, are a lot of the teams in the Highland League. Did very well this season, I believe, as well. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, lovely stuff, I think.
And for Scottish football fans, of course, Scottish Premiership back on Saturday. So,
hey.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Right. Squad update time, I think. Okay, so as the rain and the wind and the thunder and the lightning absolutely batter at our walls on this Checks Notes July evening.
Yeah.
What have you got on the state of the squad?
Quite a lot, actually.
All right, fair enough.
There's been some activity, but again, cool your jets, everybody. Okay. Right. Because I don't know about, just to start off, I don't know about you, David, but like, I mean, I think that we've got a very good squad. Do I think that squad is going to be as competitive as I would like it to be in the top tier of Czech football? I have my doubts.
I think, honestly, from my point of view, I think this squad, it's a very, very young squad generally, and I think it'll all be about coaching and confidence, which is why I would have liked a couple of older, more established first league names to come in, because it is a very young side, and when they're rocking, they are rocking. When their tails are up and they're, you know, hooning forward, they look unbeatable. But
yeah,
when the inevitable mid-season slump turns up, can we turn it around? That's the question.
And the thing is, as well, that how many players do we have that have top league experience in Czech football? Well, Drex has one.
Vaněk, not in this country, but in Russia.
Is two.
Yeah.
And that's really about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
We did have first experience with Pavel the Iceman. Iceman.
Should we sound the Iceman alarm for one final time?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Pavel Iceman. Pavel Iceman.
Because that's it for the Iceman.
Yes.
He's gone. He's retired.
Hung up his boots, as I'm journalistically obliged
ice pick.
To say.
Yeah, hung up his ice pick at the last.
Yeah.
But he was, for the few years we had him, he was brilliant. For that level, brilliant.
Mm-hmm. And one thing is talking about as well, experience, leadership. Leadership on the pitch.
Exactly.
And that's going to be sadly missed from the squad, particularly because all indications show that we are not going to be replacing that position with any new signing.
Yeah, it's going to be Barish, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the fact that Barish has just signed a two-year contract along with Peter Stepanovsky, who has been right back since we resumed, is really telling. So we're likely to see Barish to move to that position full-time to left back, or perhaps even Stepanovsky fills in and Šural takes his place on the right wing.
I mean, the other option, and I've been saying this for 2.5 years since we got him, is Juraj Kotula, but he's made of biscuits and paper.
Mm-hmm.
He's never, ever fit. He's 25, and I can't imagine... why have you not given up, lad?
The one thing is that the experiment with... All right, so Barish has started for Zborovka 9 times and right back, and we have been undefeated in all those games.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Stepanovsky has played... left back for Barish, that is. Right back, Stepanovsky, and I think we've had maybe one loss. There's a different breed of player in the top league. You're not going to be up against Varnsdorf and Hradec's or...
You're going to be up against Adam Hložek and, you know, you're going to be up against 19-year-old wingers who have got a point to prove.
Yeah, I don't know if I want these players away at Sparta, you know? no. Because you just know that a certain Sparta Prague player is going to do something when Zborovka come to town.
So, Ladia Krejci.
Yeah, so this is England's Ladia Krejci. I think we should have spent money there. I think we should have got somebody in to do that who's got a proven track record. Because even though we have been thumping teams with that with those players in that positions in our formations, we've also been conceding. There's been very few games that we've pumped a team and we've not conceded. 5-2 Jihlava, 7-2 Slavoj Vyšehrad, all these sorts of games. And if you concede goals, you lose in the top flight. And
also, we have, not under Michalek necessarily, well, maybe in the kind of mid-season friendlies, we also have a track record of, if we don't score, panicking and running out of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if another team, as you said, this is going up, this is a big step up. You know, we will be playing Karviná, Příbram, Opava and so forth, which is fine, but if we play them at a period of low confidence because we've just been done 8-0 by Slavia.
Do I think we can get points off Sigma Olomouc,
yes.
Fastav Zlín, stuff like that? Yes. I mean, and even excluding the top of the real top of the table for a minute, I'm also then thinking, is this squad taking points off Jablonec? Is this points taken off Liberec? Is this points taken off Mada Boleslav? And I'm kind of not convinced. And
at home, I think we can. It's about fixing our away form, because when we were in the top league last time, it was our away form that really
dreadful.
Did for us. Absolutely shocking.
And that was the relegation year was the culmination of historically terrible away form actually coming home as well. We were 3-0 down in Mladá Boleslav in half an hour, you'll remember.
Yeah.
And things like this, and games that we really needed to pick up points. But it's sort of fine if Michalek wants to take that ideology of we outscore them and we'll concede along the way. That's football that happens. Because that was what he was doing in Lišeň anyway.
Yeah.
The thing is that we could probably do with another striker. just in terms of sort of rotational stuff.
Hashtag come home, wrestling check.
It's not happening, unfortunately. Who's on fantastic form. But, because, I mean, we're going to play a 4-4-2 and it's going to be headed up by Rusek and Przyhistal when Przyhistal gets back to, you know, after his injury. I think that's true. Also got Kladik that can, you know, fit into that position. Again, a bit unconvinced. But if we're going to strengthen that by Jan Koudelka from Prostějov,
yeah,
I'm just not sure. He's 28. He's never played in the top flight, and I kind of find that a bit worrying.
Is he the guy who also looks like he should be the keyboard player for a mid-2000s indie outfit?
Blom the Fringe,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's him, yeah.
That was my main takeaway from checking that guy out.
Yeah, he scored like, I mean, it's, you're not going to get as much service as, you know, in Prostějov as you will in Brno. Probably because the pubs are shut. No, but as a team. But still, 5 goals in a league campaign, I'm not really convinced as a second striker.
I would say the one thing Michalek has a very, very good track record of is putting his trust in and improving players that he believes in.
Yeah.
He's been very good at that so far. You know, like, you know, you sort of saw people that, you know, you're going, oh, Przyhistal, who's this absolute, you know, Przyhistal? And, you know, Hadi coming back from Leishen, but, like, he, even if they sat out for ages until he knows they've learnt the system, he has improved these players.
That's true.
Which is, you know, that gives me some hope. He's clearly, he has a system that works, and he's clearly got players in mind who will fit the system. I mean, he knows the second league very, very well. Mm-hmm. So
the question is the first league.
True, but, you know, my point, I think, about players still stands, that he, you know, he's not going into this blind.
And that feeds into two of the most important points about the squad update, which is that the club, according to interviews and the media, will not be accepting any offers for Antonín Rusek or Ondra Chlopník, who have been attracting interest from teams including Slavia Prague and Jablonec. Those are two of the best players in the second half of the season by a long distance. But also that Zborovka have made the acquisition of Jan Klavica from
centre half, no?
Yes, centre half, club captain at Leishen.
Yeah.
So I wonder who's seen him play a lot for Leishen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While chomping on a klobasa.
Yes. So he's, you know, but again, that's a player that's bounced between the MSFL second tier and Sigma Olomouc's B team. So again, not anything. 26, I think. So, you know, we'll
just
see.
Just coming
about
into
that.
His prime.
The news is, as well, that that's probably going to mean that Zekel stays across town.
Good.
And David Kurska is going to Leishen.
That's fine.
As replacement or part payment sort of thing for that player. I'm disappointed to see Kurska go.
I'm he became, I mean, let's be honest, he was reduced to the level of impact sub towards the end. He can do it at second league level, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very nice little player, very neat. But, yeah, I'm not that concerned about that. He is expendable, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. What's going to be interesting as well is who goes to Prostějov, because there's a strong indication that by getting Koudelka, we are going to give them a player.
Send Chris Tufek. I'm a massive advocate of Chris Tufek, but he just
can't send a player that can't play.
Well, this is my thing, because he's, you know, again, constantly sort of knacked.
Well, he's currently knacked.
Yeah,
I think is the point.
David Gatch.
Gatch, who is, I think, permanent now, though.
Oh, is he? Has he made his loan permanent?
I think
nets.
He was. Right. I'm not entirely sure about that. But, yeah, so I don't know who we're going to play. Oh, do you want one last thing, which is not technically squad-related, but is still kind of funny?
Is it Pavel Holoska?
It is. Yeah. So Butterfingers is going to be leaving Leishen because he's not given the number one spot. He's not very good.
Yeah. All right, fair
That's
enough.
The update.
Okay. Okay. We had one more thing to do that I did make a note of, and I can't remember what it was.
Sundries.
It was, yes, sundries. Yeah, public service announcements and so on. and so forth, and that's coming up now. So, PSAs, public service announcements, little short section at the end. What do you got for us?
Yes, well, football doesn't end in COVID-ridden Czech Republic. So, a couple of informational posts or statements, let's say.
Hold on, I'm gonna see if I can find some sort of 1950s stock PSA background music for this. Wait a minute. Turns out I can. All right, give us some PSAs.
Football enthusiasts.
Yes.
Hello.
Basically,
like Zborovcast, we usually take some time off in the summer. We're not going to be taking too much time off, I think, this time, because we are going to be seeing the start of the Fortuna Liga on the 22nd of August.
Hashtag we go again.
We go again. Fist, fire, fist, fist, praying hands emoji. And we got a rake of friendlies before that. So starting this Friday...
Yes.
We'll be playing our friends, and I do mean friends. At
the boys from the club.
At the Banská Bystrica, who will be playing second tier Czech football next. Well, not personally, their club will be. I'd love to see Ralph as a sort of an enforcer. You know, just getting the studs in.
Well, I would say ball bouncing off his shins and rolling out of play, but,
I think Craggy could be quite a nippy wee winger.
You reckon?
I think, yeah.
Well, he wouldn't be allowed. He's got, like, a sort of eyebrow ring, is he not? That wouldn't be allowed. You have to have it plastered over.
Get over, yeah. Crosses himself on the tick, takes off the chains. Well, so we'll be playing them 5 o'clock away. All of our games are actually going to be away. Our notional home game is going to be on the 12th of August against Líšeň, which is going to be as a Stávka u Brna.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll also be taking on Sigma Olomouc, unlucky again, Jihlava, Fastav Zlín, before we do the nasty and start trying to accrue points to stay in the first tier.
Yeah.
So they're all posted up on the Zborovcast Twitter. So if you want any more information about any of those games, just message me or check out that post. Excitingly, ticket sales for all of those who are in the South Moravian region and would
season
like to.
Ticket sales begin on the 6th.
Begin on Thursday the 6th, which is next Thursday. And you have got until the 13th, if you're an existing season ticket holder, to claim your seat.
And they're fabulously cheap. If you're an existing season ticket holder, they are 1,950 crowns.
Well played. 1,950 and the eminently reasonable 2,200 if you want to follow the journey as a new season ticket holder. Remember, that's an expanded league, so you're getting 17 home games plus the cup.
Plus cups, yeah.
If we actually get anywhere in the cup for a change.
And I have no idea how that translates into quids, but it's not going to be more than 60 quid for a season, is it?
It's about 55 quid or something.
Yeah, about
like
55
that.
Quid for a season.
Which is fantastic entertainment. If you're a renewing season ticket holder, it works out at 114 crowns a game.
Wonderful stuff.
Also, what is, I think, a fantastic, fantastic classy move by the club as well, is that if the situation threatens the postponements or shutdown of football in the Czech Republic, then season ticket games will be honoured and will be carried forward as well.
Oh, nice. Okay,
so you will be able to, you know, if the season is called early or something like that, or there is a behind closed doors thing, you will be able to use that for a future match where fans are in attendance. If you are in, last bit actually is if you are a new season ticket holder, make sure to get your tickets as soon as possible, because the club will still have to be going by the legal rules of the COVID situation, where you're allowed 5,000 at a match. If you already have a season ticket holder, like I said, you've got until the 13th to claim your specific seat, and you'll be unaffected unless you are in the posh seats of A and B, which will be closed, and you'll have to you'll be
slum
offered
it with the rest of us.
You'll be offered a seat in the other stand, and you'll still get your continuing loyalty price. So that gets me excited for the next season. I don't know about you.
It does me as well. So as we said, we're going to be doing a couple of preview episodes, and we're going to be putting some polls on social media. We're hopefully going to be organising a sort of, you know, post-season stroke pre-season get together or whatever. But we're going to play you out not with a Czech cover of an English language song. We thought, seeing as the season's over and we're up, we're going to go out with this thing. You've got to bump it up, don't you know, bump it up. You've got to bump it up, don't you know, bump it up. You've got to bump it up, don't you know, bump it up. Don't you know, pump it up, Sprayovka's going up. Don't you know, pump it up, Sprayovka's going up.
And we'll see you around at some point. Bye! Every Saturday night, on your favorite radio. And the party's jumping, yeah. And the vibe feels so strong. Hands in the air, lift your head up high. You know you've got to sing along. Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. It's not so long ago. Let the sound hit the nation. On your favorite radio. And the party's jumping, yeah. And the vibe feels so strong. Throw your hands in the air, lift your head up high. You know you've got to sing along. Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, you've got to feel it. What's the name of the jam? Say I can feel it. Pump it up, you've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, you've got to pump it up.